President of the International Committee of the Red Cross, the ICRC, has expressed deep concern over the humanitarian situation in Yemen. Peter Maurer said that Yemen, after 5 months of war, looks like Syria after 5 years. Speaking after a visit to the war-torn country, Maurer said that poverty, months of war, and limits on imports have put Yemen in catastrophic conditions. Maurer added that civilians in other war-torn countries in the Middle East are better off, as they are wealthier than the Yemenis. Saudi Arabia's offensive on Yemen began on March 26. Kim Sheriff is the Director of Human Rights for Yemen, joining us from London. Kim Sheriff, looking at some of the images that I see on the screen, and I'm sure perhaps you have also seen, and it gets worse and worse. How does that make you feel as a Director of the Human Rights for Yemen, that there's nothing anybody can really do to stop the situation?
It is very frustrating indeed, because the human rights abuses are continuing on a daily basis. One of the things that we ask ourselves is, what rule of law under international law allows 10 or more countries to come and attack the poorest country in the region? What rule of law under the international system allows the same countries to impose blockade on the same country? There is none. And in this particular instance, sir, they don't have any authority or mandate from the UN to do what they are doing, but they are doing it still. What is worse is that they are breaking every single known rule of engagement under the sun, insofar as there are allegations of use of illegal and prohibited weapons such as cluster bombs and chemical weapons. There is also support for terrorism. There's clear evidence that there is support for terrorism in the Yemen. The last few days in the Taiz area, for example, there has been mass extermination of communities of people. There was one entire clan eradicated of about 50 people, the family of Tamim. And some soldiers were caught, they were killed, crucified, and there are images of the killers eating the flesh of the dead. These are very, very serious abuses of human rights. 5 months later, nothing has been achieved. There's no way in which the people of the Yemen can be told, we will choose for you who is going to govern you. What is really happening at the moment in the world, which is extremely shocking, I have never seen anything of this sort in my life, neither in the history of humanity or in modern times, in war conflicts. There is extermination of the people of the Yemen going on a daily basis. There is deafening silence in the world. The international community has abdicated its moral duty to do what is right. There is an excuse that there's been an overthrow of a legitimate government, which is completely false claim. We as human rights activists want to be able to go there and find out what's going on and do the necessary investigations. There's nothing we can do. A few days ago, the last remaining access to the Yemen from the world point of view, the port of Hodeidah was completely destroyed by the so-called allied forces. And this has left the country now with no access to the outside world. And in my view, and in the view of many other jurists who know human rights law and international law, this is a clear case of extermination. Every rule of law that is known to the international community has been broken. There has to be immediate intervention in this situation, or else we are sitting back and watching Nazi regime exterminating an entire nation and its population.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Hopefully something will happen. That's Kim Sheriff, Director of the Human Rights for Yemen from London. Thank you so much.